Each continue tenet, Tibetan Buddhism viewpoint, yeah, viewpoint, or but with the Tibetan Buddhism tenet, maybe with the tenet, yeah, yeah, tenet, yeah, maybe with the tenet, okay, so Buddhism tenet, maybe better to say Buddhism tenet. So Buddhism tenet, we before we taught or Vinayana, yeah, Vivashaka and Sutra and Mind Only School. That's we finish. So actually I already mentioned about that. Tenet is really, really, if you think about that, is tenet is really, really important for viewpoint of Buddhism. Your understanding of Buddhism will be stable. So if you really don't have background about tenet, if you really don't familiar about tenet, so it's really difficult to be familiar with Buddhism viewpoint. Yeah? So it's really important, tenet. So many people think tenet is kind of like, it's really complicating and it's very difficult to understand. But of course, it's learning, everything is a challenge, you know? So challenging. Those all are challengeable, so we have to challenge. We have to try to do hard work to accomplish our goal. What is our goal? Our goal is accomplish. Our goal is for ultimate. Our goal is attain enlightenment, but temporary. Our goal is happy life and stable mind, peaceful life. That's why we have to learn how do we have peaceful life, happy life. Those all really depend on how you train in your mind. If training mind is really, you have to understand about the activity of your mind. Yeah, how your mind's working. So if you really want to learn about, you really have to know about the tenet. In tenet, they're talking about like kind of ground and path. They're talking about mind, like kind of sequence, gradual of improving your mind. Step of improving your mind. Yeah, that's why we say now we are ordinary person, you know. Ordinary person, so how we improve our mind step and Buddha state. You know, doesn't even who is attain enlightenment beginningless. So when he was young, same as ordinary person, and when he was young, what do we say? Occupied, dominated by ignorances like us. Yeah. After that, then he really find all method to how to rid of which ignorances him. Yeah? Then try to, then he know that, oh, then see like, what do we say, renounce the samsara and suckling all in samsara is caused by the ignorances. Yeah, then he think that ignorance is depart from our mind. Our nature of our mind is really clear. Nature of mind is clear. Yeah, nature of mind is like sky. Sky, nature of sky is really clear, and nature of sky is blue. But sometimes sky obscured by cloud. Same as some our nature of our mind is really clear. Very clear, we say luminosity, yeah? It's very clear, but sometimes our mind obscured by ignorances, such as anger, jealous. That's why we practice in learning Buddhism is how do we come out from those problems, those ignorances. Yeah, yeah. That's why if you really want to come out from those problems, we really have to study tenet. Tenet is really essential to understand Buddhism very, very profoundly. Yeah, profoundly, and then it's really important to understand tennis. So here we attended finish like actually in Buddhism there are like kind of four or categories of tennis. Yeah, four categories of tennis. First we see like Vaibhashika, then second we see like Sutra, and third we see mind only school. Then today we're going to teach fourth middleway school. Middleway school, two types of middleway school has two types of middleway school. Two types of middleway school, autonomy and passing consequence middle school. Yeah, autonomy, yeah? Autonomous, yeah. Autonomous and passing consequence. Yeah? So two types of middleway. Then there actually tennis, yeah? It's like first, second, third. Like first is Vaibhashika, second Sutra, third. Each tennis like gradually, yeah? Sequence of this teaching tennis are really a method to understand method to understand Buddha's teaching very profoundly, and method to understand when you get in middleway school, when you get other tenets. Like if you really Vaibhashika, if you really little bit have idea about Vaibhashika, then when you study Sutra, then it will be a little bit easier. Yeah? But Sutra is difficult than Vaibhashika. Vaibhashika is easier than Sutra. Then Sutra is easier than mind-only school. Mind-only school is easier than middleway school. Yeah? So, actually, middleway school, you see, like, middleway school, yeah? Tended middleway school. It's middleway means middle. It's the middleway school. We say middle. Middleway school, definition of middleway school. Middle is like in the middle. It's not the extreme of eternalism and nihilism. It's free from extreme, or they say like extreme permanent or extreme eternalism or extreme of nihilism, free from. Extreme eternalism and the extreme of nihilism. But like it means like they are middle. If like if you sit on the middle, like on the maybe example, like if you stand on this table, you know, when you stand on table, you have to stand on table in the middle. If you stand on the table, there's a what is the edge of table. Stand on edge of table is dangerous, you fell down. Yeah? If you stand this side, edge of table, you will fall down. That's why you have to stand on middle. That's why middle school, he stand. Like kind of standing. It means like he doesn't agree. He doesn't agree. It means middle. He doesn't agree whatever lower school said. Yeah? Yeah? Even he doesn't agree, he will not fail something. It's like he's middle. Okay, even I don't agree with you, I will not miss something, you know? What is it? That's like middleway school, like lower school. Lower school, yeah? Lower school, like Sutra, mind-only school, those all are served. They are served. They are served. Truly existence. They are served truly existence, but middleway school doesn't assert. Person who propounding middle school, yeah, doesn't assert truly existence or ultimate existence. But that is, he say, free from extreme of nihilism. Then nihilism means even middle school, yeah, propounding a person who middle school doesn't assert according to the lower school, like natural existence. Truly existence, but he assert like conventional existence. Actually, main point of tenets, they're talking about like how we go to, it's like those old school dispute between those school about the how we come out from samsara and how we get on path. So they're talking about destruction, or they're talking about which ignorances cause us in sakasara. It's like talking really main point. They're talking about like if you go like obstacle of the come out from samsara, obstacle of gain liberation. But main point, but middle way school, those lower school, they all kind of debate about the, they have lots of disagree between the truly existence. Yeah? Truly existence is the ultimate existence. So it's very difficult to give example. Truly, they have this lots of disagree between truly existence and ultimate. Like before we mentioned that according to the mind only school, there are three natural phenomena. I mentioned that mind only school, yeah? Three natural phenomena. What are three natural phenomena? Mind only school. Three natural phenomena. We say other power, then thoroughly established, then imputed phenomena, yeah? Yinwang, yeah? Yeah, imputed nature, yeah? So, now, we do discuss, okay, but here, actually, if you really confuse, you try to talk with me, and we do discuss slowly, try to, I really don't want to make confuse. Yeah, so, you can share your idea. What do you think, like, if we talk about, like, first we make sure, like, okay, what is disagree between sutra and mind only school? But sutra assert ultimate existence, yeah? Truly existence, yeah? Truly existence. Also mind only school assert truly existence, yeah? What is different between asserting truly existence between mind only school and sutra? Is clear? My question not clear, yeah? But I mean, yeah, sutra school assert truly existence, yeah? Is there any different asserting, yeah? Is any different way of asserting truly existence between and sutra? Is clear or not clear? Yeah, question is clear. Right? That's why, no, you have idea, yeah, no. I will try to open your idea, what kind of idea you have. Yeah. Is this like, even like autonomy doesn't assert truly existence, assert naturally existence, inherent existence. Par single consequence doesn't assert truly existence. It also nature existence, inherent existence doesn't assert. Yeah, conventional. They're just like conventional. Everything like conventional, imputed. But first we try to get idea between mind only school and sutra. Okay, truly is.
My only school is not existing external object.
But I have one like idea, okay. Why are you talking about truly existence? Why? For what? We're talking about like, truly existence, natural existence, non-inherent existence, yeah? Why are you talking about that? Talking about main point is we try to get in understand emptiness. It's really emptiness. Now here we say like in the army school, yeah, truly existence is opposite of emptiness. Negation of emptiness, yeah. There's a negation, yeah. Opposite of emptiness. Yeah? That's why these are truly easy. Those all are kind of really method of actually main point where we say like truly existence, natural existence, a lot of those things for the method to understand the conventional truth and ultimate truth. Yeah? Okay, now Zoba said like according to mind only school, truly existence. What's the difference between sutra? Zoba? He studied from monastery. He's a monk now. He gone. No, I'm not fresh, I'm just kidding. Why? My only school? Because my only school said this table is truly existence, yeah? Truly existence. Truly existence means how to say like truly existence. Truly existence means it is according to imputed by phenomena, yeah? Imputed by convention, imputed man, imputed by, what do you say, conceptual mind. Okay, I think they were a little bit confused. They were looking at me in my face, but it's kind of, everyone looks, oh, lots of disagree, but I'm not sure, so... Truly easy, but actually this is very difficult to give you example, like if you're always talking about like kind of external things, you know, you cannot get in there. So, but if you say like according to the sutra, this table is truly existence, it's very easy. Truly existence in the sutra, truly means truly, true, yeah? True is refers to the direct perceiver. Yeah? Direct perceiver. Direct perceiver. Truly exists means, direct perceiver means, it is exists there according to you, see, according to grace by direct perceiver. Like, table is, because you can see and you can feel and you can touch and it's existing. It exists there according to perceived by your eye consciousness, the perceiver. That means truly existence. Yeah? Mind only school doesn't mean like, truly existence doesn't mean like, that truly existence means, it doesn't mean like something exists there according to perceived by the perceiver. They don't say like this. Yeah, mind only school is truly existence means something exists there without merely imputed by conceptual mind. Does it make sense? Yeah, just like, yeah, something exists there without imputed by, without imputed by merely conceptual mind, yeah? How does that, I don't know. Oh, Nimala.
Oh,
Nimala, Dasidale.
Just
Sugar Rumchi. Tangazo, the Sinsamadan, Dodebegi, Kola, Tangazo, Tutagi Nalo, I turned down by two bars, Eddie. The Tutagi Nalo, the truly existence, the
No.
Ultimate existence. That the Karsina Nasogi, Tadandi Nalo, Chidangi, Benan, Dodeba, the Sinsamani, Dodebe truly existence, true Sede, Zozon, Munsungi, Dantamba, Munsungi, Tomba Najing, Pasu Neva Delaya, truly existence, eh? Ani Sinsambegi, Dantamba Tuba Se, Demba Tuba Sede, Chidangi, quote, Dobegi, Tatsa Mahimba. You wrong Tumu may be Dulung in the Tuba Delaya. Dobegi Tatsa Mahimba, Tumu may be Dulung in the Tuba. Pena, Naransogi, Pena, Chosun do Jabaina, Kotobegi Pamada, Korangi Tumumami, Dulung, Kotjosi, the Kotara two de Ores.
No, sir.
No, Tobe Tatsa Mahimba. You wrong Tumumai Dulung in the Tubas.
So here we're talking about difference between the Suttantika's school and the Manoli school in terms of asserting on truly existence or the ultimate existence. So here, with regard to the Suttantika schools, when they talk about existence, true existence, the truly exist phenomena, he refers to the phenomena that is perceived by the direct perceptions. And as it perceived by the direct perception, it exists, the phenomena that exists as it perceived by the direct perceptions is said to be the truly existence, according to the Suttantika schools. And the Manoli schools, when it comes to the true existence of phenomena, is again here not imputed by the conceptions, but the phenomena that exist by virtue of its own sight, you know, uncommonly, you know, by virtue of its own sight. For instance, we have a table in front of oneself, is said to be not actually imputed by the conceptions, not imputed by the term and conceptions, but rather the very existence, the existence of the table is actually exist by the uncommon virtue of its own sight. This is the Manoli school's proponent of what is meant by true existence or the truly existence phenomena.
Actually,
sorry, I just want to know that the last thing you said by the uncommon a virtue of its own what? What's the last
virtue? Virtue of its own sight. Its
own sight?
Yep.
Own self?
Own sight. Its
sight.
Own sight.
Okay.
Things are better. If we think about the according to the truly existence, according to the sutra, it's kind of easy, yeah? Truly existent and things and impermanent all are synonym. They are synonym, yeah? In mind only school, okay? Tatanga Bejazo, send somebody truly existence, let us somebody, two petas on my mirror, two more dealing with tubers. Pen a chosen of Java in example table. Chosen of Java ina? Chosen me mata with Molaya. Chosen said the co me mata Molaya. Chosen Koranga Zuda Zoda de Tobegi pa mata by inaya. Who said the Tahara? Cosudo Zoda Tahara Yoda.
Sometimes
I'm going to be doing it. 도베기 미타데 카르슬로도 좀발 조츠세드 도베기 다자 킴부 나소 미기 코 주다 조다 통고르데 조즈 오냐빌로드 제요마레 노 자 코 오즈 냐빌로드 제요마레 어떤 나지 레스 어떤 내 로지라야 솜담바이나 컨네 로드스
so let's give another example of the minor school actually exists asserts truly existence or the true existence of phenomena the things that actually let's take example of the table in front of oneself so the table that you have is actually exist prior to the imputation of its name before you imputed the name the table actually exists table it's the way it is the shape of the table and the actual existence of the table and so forth it already exists before someone actually imputed name table it already exists so then the later when you actually impute the name when you imputed the name table then you have a conception following that term table then you generate a conception it's a conceptual thought of having recognized this table as a table yes it is table so before you have actually imputed the name the prior to imputation of the name but table actually exists so similarly when someone called me before I was called Rinpoche and I was thought as a Tenzin Chenpo or whatever he said it's already existed but when the name Rinpoche is imputed upon me then people have following the term that people actually have conception seeing me as a Rinpoche and then have a thought of yes this is Rinpoche oh he is Rinpoche and so forth so so here it's everything that prior to one's own imputation of one's own name or the name or the term of any phenomena it actually exists by its own side 대화하다 지금 제 손에 가 있었습니다
배지 다가를 단디스 배지
지금 제
손에 if I question like according to the mind only school if I ask you question do I exist before someone giving name of Rinpoche what do you think yes you're smart do I exist before someone giving me name of Rinpoche yes but do somebody can think yeah somebody can wonder or somebody can think I am Rinpoche before somebody didn't give me name somebody can think
because there is no who is
no question because cannot think it's like okay like maybe I say like Zoba can he ngalaya Rinpoche is me mata be ngalaya Zoba la ya ma Rinpoche o nya lo che yo re yo mare
so here's another question I would ask Zoba will you have a thought of me as a Rinpoche prior to the name Rinpoche is imputed upon me
no
yeah but no yeah you don't have thought as me Rinpoche before somebody giving me name of Rinpoche yeah but I am exist Yeah, that's what mind only school say, you see? Mind only school say like something. This table is exist there before somebody giving name of table, but it cannot come in somebody's thought as table before giving name of table, yeah? That's why everything, like, actually this is really related to, we're talking about emptiness, or those everything, like, it's emptiness, those are ultimate truth, conventional truth, yeah? Talking about, it's really related to the, how your mind perceive, and how your mind perceive, and we really analyze is something exists there according to perceive your mind, yeah? According to reputation, according to by name. That's why everything is name, is nothing, you know? But, yeah, just give you name. But now times, a lot of people change by giving name. Somebody give you name, then you get reputation. When you get reputation, then you will be like, what do you say? Position. When you get name and then your position. Before I have one of my friend, he's really, he's very popular, very, very popular. Gishi Kunchu Jesus, very popular Gishi, like maybe in like Tibetan, he's the most popular. Yeah? He's popular Gishi. Then somebody asks, oh, now Gishi, like, you become Campbell. Now you become Abbott. Because on that time, many people think, when you become Abbott, when you sit on throne, they think like, you already got some power, or you already changed or something. Then somebody, monks, ask him, oh, no, you already become Abbott, so what kind of difference between before you become Abbott and after become Abbott? Then he said, nothing changed, just my body is on throne by giving name. Yeah, that's why everything is name, but main point, practicing Buddhism is related to change your mind. It's related to the train of your mind. But even we say people who sit on throne, even people who has name, even people who don't have name, we don't know how they are. Even people who are ordinary person. Even people who are ordinary person, yeah? We say they can't be bodhicitta. Yeah? It doesn't, they can be bodhicitta. We don't know. Maybe in among there are lots of people here, we students, somebody can be bodhicitta. We couldn't say. We cannot say by action or something, you know? Maybe some of you can be bodhicitta. Yeah? It doesn't mean like bodhicitta or Buddha doesn't distinguish by between name. No. Yeah? That's why here we say like ultimate truth, conventional. Ultimate truth is really kind of method to understand emptiness or method to get idea about emptiness. Yeah? When you say ultimate, when you're talking about ultimate truth, it's talking about like, oh, something imputed by, is something not imputed. Talking about always imputation, reputation, like, yeah? Conceptual mind, always object of conceptual mind. Yeah, so anyway, who has power to name? Yeah, somebody give, you know, those table in Tibet we say like Dajia Kembo Nimala.
Wow.
You might have chatted on there, drinking tea, eating dinner. Who has power? What was your question?
The Ming Dagen and the Daja Kembo Sun in Beramja.
Daja Kembo said, you know, not so pretty in all the Daja Kembo said. That thing in all the Muni Tony, not so Jesse Jeba Hakobaina, not so Tangi in all the way. Tangi seed the garda, making our lomage suit the seed.
Minging our lomage.
Minging our lomage, maichi the mangage, tea, dani, damaga, dandenga, tubanjuru seed. Mazogi thought there were pumbas and me matabi harod, pumba onyavi lochia, your maris. do dewa la pumba o nyambi lo chie de kadu chie de si lo du tsamba le daja kimbu gi o ndu pumba re pumba singi de shiog dine to dewa dine yore ze ko mi daba le dine ndu o nyambi lo chie gira dine zang aranzu susu zi ko juzi zi de ko buki na lu le tuma juzi zi de daja kimbu daja ngi ko zu da zota la dine juzi mi da nge zi da kanda tumi sang bota ra ta inji na lu si da yin hako ma ra o dine zi susu ta daja kimbu mi da nge jo ra mi daba te la dine ani
So what is what we are trying to say here is now before prior to the imputation of the name of this particular phenomena, there is no such a thought that can be generated within the individual by thinking about this is so and so phenomena. It is only the imputer of the term or the imputer of the name of this particular phenomena. Only after the imputer of the name of phenomena, the imputer of the name imputed a name upon the particular object, then the individual will begin to generate a thought regarding that particular object. Seeing this is such and such object, this is such and such phenomena, and so forth. For instance, a vase, for example, the vase, before we impute the vase, in Tibetan term for vase is called bumpa. So, before the name Bumpa or the vase is imputed, there's no such individual who can think about this particular object as a vase prior to the imputation of the name vase. So it is only after imputation of the name vase, then the individual will begin to generate a thought regarding that particular object as a vase, the object is being vase. Yes, this is vase. That kind of, you know, conception can be generated. So for Tibetans, the vase, the actual name for the in a vase, Bumpa, is given by Tumi Sambo Desu Nubar Mji.
Ta Tumi Sambo Ta Puki Tuma Zongi Kora.
Oh, that's all. So Tumi Sambo Ta, in the Tibetan term, Bumpa, for the vase, it's a term is actually given by the Tumi Sambodha. So therefore, after Tumi Sambodha has imputed the name upon that particular object as a Bumpa, not a single individual who can have a thought of, or as a conception of seeing that particular object as a vase.
Is it clear? Yeah, somebody give name by shape or something, you know? Somebody giving name by shape. If you say like, okay, if I like caution, you know, if I ask you a question like, okay, who give name by Donald Trump, president of Donald Trump? He got like president, yeah? This is a kind of power of people's election. Yeah? Like kind of this table, okay, there are kind of people, they giving name by this table, by kind of really knowledge person, by discussing and giving name by shape. Like in Tibet, you say like Pumba. Even you like, if you really little bit, but I'm really not good in Chinese. If you really read in Chinese, everything they have like kind of, if this water, they have water sign. If this heart, there's a heart, they kind of sign. Everything by shape. Like they in Chinese, they like door, yeah? Like door is like letter, is like shape, like door, yeah? Everybody giving right letter, everything given by the shape. shape.
So
by somebody's talent or somebody's knowledge, by somebody's, what is it, smart thinking.
So if I design a table with 25 legs, it's up to me to say, this is a 25-legged table.
But it depends if people disagree.
Is that right?
But it depends if people agree or not agree, you know. If you're popular or something, maybe people will agree. Yeah, like because now in like in Tibet, we very late. We don't have like kind of technology. In Tibet, we don't have computer before, yeah? Now they give name, Lole. Somebody give name. Now all people, they follow someone's, like Tibetan who are really good in grammar, who are really good in Tibetan language, they give name, Lole. Now all people say Lole. Before there is no name. Like when I was in India, like maybe when we were 19 years old, there's no name of computer. Okay, maybe even 2 years before, there's in Tibet, there's no name of Facebook. Now they give name. They say Facebook, yeah? In Tibet, somebody say like Ngode, Ngode, Facebook, they Ngo, Ngo is Fe, the Te is book, yeah? Ngode, same, they just, somebody smart person, they translate. Yeah, then they agree, and then they have like kind of language conference. They have language conference, and they do discuss and give name. Like this, yeah. It's nothing to have power to give a name. Yeah. Okay. That the je, Tangas Umar Rajiv, here now we're talking about middle school, yeah? It's kind of a little bit confusing, so. Yeah, it's really confusing, so. Even I'm not clear. Even I'm still confused. I'm still confused, but here I'm share what I know a little bit. I'm really not familiar about those all autonomy. This is really, is of course, is really can be very hard, very difficult to understand because talking about emptiness. That's why I don't understand emptiness very seriously. That's why I suckle in samsara. I'm still here. Yeah, bro, that's why it means I don't understand very well, very completely. Yeah? That's why still we are same stage. So we all are learning. Even I have really good chance to practice, to talk and practice, to share my idea, you know. So, but we all are on the same stage. So learning, you know. So, now here, middle way school, middle, yeah. Middle school, do somebody, ta-ta-ta-ta-chi-ji-ta-ni-ni-da-te-vi-u-na-ne-ba-in-sa-um-ma-s-la-gur-da. Truly existence. Ko demba tuba ke malemba inza ko tata ta teor. Cheta ta teor lo du tumbale. Chetanchi demba maduba ina mego mares. Inza cheta ches lo du tumbale. Matsugi karsan cheta nes lo du tumbale. Meba ke langijle. Chetanchi demba maduba ina demba mena mego mares lajora. Chiyotanji denba madu na me gomare ladu sambale ko chita ta te wares. Tinza ko nika la tata da chita nika ta teni ta kanga da chila ne zon. Tinza umas la war. Taka nashi uma rangju bagi uma tenju wada sen samba dusu ki ngasu tomba ni la ya. Tomba ni da tenji bada la ya. Tomba ni korang la ya deshi jiong dusu sambale ya. Tumba ni laya, ji uma lan uma devu uma se, tumba ni koran laya, uma sen deshi jawur, toni laya. Ngasuki tatandi, uma ranju bada tenju wagi, toni koran laya, uma sen deshi jawur, ji uma lan uma devu uma se. Karchin deshi jawur slodut sambale, tumba ni slodut sambale, denba tubi ki tuan inzang, inzang tata da te waris, denba tubi tuan ina, ko mego maris lo cheta te or un ne baris tomba ni la ya tara uma se deshi jawres tin sa uma se da kanda uma ranje ba uma tenje uma se de o tende jila ya o deshi jawres.
So here the middle way school or the madhyamaka school, why it is called Middleway School or the Madhyamika School? It's because this particular school is able to maintain the proponent in the middle in a way the assertions of the phenomena is free from extreme view of eternalism and the extreme view of nihilism. So therefore, it is called Madhyamika school or the middle way school. So here, it is how then the middle way school, such as Madhyamika Svadhyantika and the Madhyamika Prasangikas, are free from these two extreme views. It's free from extreme views of the eternalism because they are free from asserting things that is, things as truly existence. They actually reject the true existence of all phenomena. That prevents them from falling into the extreme view of eternalism. And then if the things doesn't exist truly, it should not be a non-existence. And that assertion, this particular assertion is actually prevents for the Madhyamika school from falling into nihilisms. So therefore, the Madhyamika schools are completely free from the true of those true extreme views. And therefore, we find in the Madhyamika schools, they have a term for the emptiness. It's also it's known as Shiuma, which means the basis of middle way and the path of middle way and the fruition of the middle way.
Confucius, I think so. We like, okay, middle way school free from two extremes, yeah? Free from two extremes, yeah? Two extremes, yeah?
Extreme views, no.
Yeah, free from two extremes, yeah? What are two extremes? Yeah, extremes, no? Now here I try to check you get idea or not, okay? According to the middle way school, okay, who fall, yeah? Fall in two extremes. Do you think so? Middle way school, propounding person of middle way school, yeah? Okay, like person who follow middle way school, or person who propounding middle way school regard lower school as fall in two extremes. Yeah? Why? Yeah, you got it. No, you got it. You can share some. Well, you can share some. According to the middle school, yeah? According to the middle school, they regard lower school such as Vaibhashika, no, like Sutra, mind only school, fall in two extremes, because mind only school and sutra, they fall in extreme eternalism because they assert truly existence. Okay, they fall, according to the middle school, they fall in nihilism. Why? Because they said mind only school and sutra, they said if there is no truly existence, there is not conventional existence. There is no more phenomena. Nihilism. There's nothing easy.
Rinpoche, I thought it's not two extremes, but four extremes, right?
Actually, they say like, according to the, actually there are four extremes is like, we say, ngasu sita tlajira, which is like, extreme of existence, those all are kind of other tennis, but they're talking of now here, according to the tennis, there are two extremes. Yeah. Ngaso ki tatan di ta ji la jo ra. Ta ji la di da 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 chi da si bi ki ta si da nyande ki ta si di. O duzu kaka re.
That's
all. Tata chi tangi korang la di ngaso du ta ji ha che ba yina. According to the tennis, we have two extremes. Actually, like, some other tenets, okay, some other tenets or some people's other idea, they're like four extremes, according to his, like, extreme of nihilism, extreme of eternalism, and extreme of nihilism, extreme of existence, extreme of nirvana, four. Yeah, nyande ta se de. Chidang ko ngazu duzu ta ji de phashin du su nalo le. It's really according to the, when you get Prajnamita, they're talking about Prajnamita like chapter 2. Ngazu kam ni ba yo. Duzu nalo le ngazu de ta ji se de. Duzu du si yo ne ta da tu ta ko ran ja je ba ina ta da ta ni re ta ni. Ta ni de te wa.
Right now we're focusing on the tenet schools, the tenets. So tenets only talks about the two extreme views. The four extreme views, the explanation of four extreme views and the status of the four extreme views can be found detailed in the Abhisamaya Alamkara, the chapter 2 of Abhisamaya Alamkara.
But in a kovaje gomagi that and debugi to that this law is a kunchin janjibi.
So according to again, however, one of the great master of the Drepung Gomong Monastery by the name of Kunjin Chamyang Shepas, so he wrote a very extensive books on tenets, and there he talks about the four views. Probably you may have found that. You may have written that, read that text.
Yeah, in that text, they have four extremes, yeah. According to the Kunchin Janashipa, his tenet is really very extensive, very detailed. They're talking about four extremes. Yeah. In other tenet, like Kunshin Janjaba, there's, we say, other Prajnamita, there are four extremes, like is extreme of nirvana and extreme of existence, yeah. But I don't know in Yamantaka. No good. here we already mentioned about like middle school, yeah? What does middle school? Now here we're talking about pioneer of middle school, yeah? Pioneer of middle school, yeah? With the pioneer. The ngatsuki da chidangi umabi shindi sonji de zo zo da ngatsung gobuludusra umabi shindi sonji inaya da umabi na uma ranji bi na lulaya da shindi sonji de laya ngatsu lidinji said it da no uma ranji bi shindi sonji odu chadores tinza da kanda karishi na mashi bai na juda dzu na lula manche yi ta rangi tsini tuba yoda mi denba tuda yoda mi se tigan la tsuni ta pobsa de la ya mazu konzo denba da tondon denba se de tuma ni na ja odusu kan la pa ya res od de res
so the main pioneer of the of the Madhyamaka is Nagarjuna. It is well known by everyone. And then here in the Madhyamaka Suttantikas, the pioneer of Madhyamaka Suttantika is the Bhava Viveka. And so now when we go through the studies of the tenets, we will be normally dealing, basically we're dealing with the true existence and the phenomena that exist by its own characteristics, and phenomena that is lack of its own characteristics, and so on and so forth. And so those are the discussion that we will find in the tenets. And however, all of those ideas of non-existence or lack of true existence, lack of existence of its own characteristics and so forth, are the idea of all of this will be converging on the establishment of emptiness.
Oh, did you that? What is time now? 5:10, and we are under 6, yeah? So, do you have any question about this middle school, something, idea? Yeah, just like I just mentioned, like a general idea, yeah? Like kind of, if you first, we really have to get idea about the Umma middle way school. Middle way. What does middle way? The middle way means free from two extremes, yeah? Then you think about two extremes because actually, of course, this ten is really hard, a lot of pressure, of course, pressure, but we really have to think very deeply. It's not like surface. You try to think, critical think. We have to have critical thinking. Really, you have to think critically. Analyze. Oh, he's talking about this. He's talking about this. Why he does talk about why he? Just like us, question yourself and think about why he, like, you have to do investigate. Analyze. It's very...
Very briefly.
Yes, question first. I will...
Extreme, right? So if they fall into extreme, they can still attain part of seeing.
Yeah, usually in a path of sin, yeah, according to the middleway school. According to the middleway school. Okay, according to the middleway school, mind only school cannot attain path of sin. Yeah. Yeah, view of mind only school. Because according to the middle way school, mind only school, because assert truly existence. Yeah? When you see, according to the middle way school, when you attain path of sin, you have to understand emptiness. You have to, disagree truly existence. Negate, yeah. You have to negate truly existence. Yeah. Yeah, this is a good question, yeah. So. But just like, because this like is a debate, you know. Wherever she can say, oh, my school is good. This is like, just like, even we example like, okay, Now here they are doing lots of debate between Republican and Democratic. Democratic say my way is good. Republican say my way is good, you know. Same as like, oh, mine only is good, my way is good. Then middle is good, my way is good. But the main point is really, if you think about very critically and think very seriously, then middle way is the really is the appropriate for us to attain enlightenment. Yeah. So yeah, good question. Then you.
Geshe-la, okay. So when we talk about sabhava in the middle way school, does that encompass both the extremes, both of the extremes, or does that, or is it something that's eternal, something that's tangible? I mean, what exactly is sabhava as perceived by the middle way school?
Yeah, sabhava is like, he's talking about this kind of tantra. I'm not going to tantra. Sabhava is a... Yeah, sabhava shiddha. Sabhava dhamma, sabhava shiddha, yeah? Sabhava is rangshin. Yeah, sabhava is... Shiddha is the chiro. Chiro tangji rangshin ji tube.
Shiddha lam dhapa rangshin.
Yeah.
Shiddha lam dhapa ji.
Shiddha is dhapa ji. Chiro tangji rangshin ji tube.
Sabhava dhamma lam chiro tangji.
Din zang... Sabhava siyede, kuzo ki rangshin ji tuba siyede, kuzo tatan di ngazo tenjiwa yinzang, ko rangshin ji tuba siyede ke lengi mara.
Nao,
Di yinzang, ko tenda la ngazo ki sabhava siyede, sabhadama sabhava siyede lo de zambale, chiyo tangji rangshin ji tuba donba reyes lor da kanda.
Naso.
Tenda dodo jeba yina.
Naso.
Sabhava siyede lo de zambale rangshin ji. Ani shida sabhadama siyede lo de chiyo ji. Shida siyede lo de tabara. Yinzang chiyo tangji rangshin ji tuba tabara, chiyo tangji rangshin ji tuba donba reyes. Da kanda tenda tere. Di yinzang, ngazo ki midyo we siku tenjo wanda wo yinba yina, rangshin ji tuba se ke lengo mara. Chiyo tangji rangshin ji tuba donba reyes. Yina yang, oma rangji bagi rangshin ji tuba ke lengo mara. Di yinzang, tada sopa wa shida, sawa dama, sawa lada zama le, maanche, da kanda oma tenjo wa gindoban da wore.
So here, sabhava, shiddha. Sarva Dharma Subhava. So he really refers statement is based on Madhyamaka Parsankhika school. Because here, in brief, what the Subhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Subhava means, all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. Every phenomena, each and every phenomena, does not exist in and of by itself. So therefore, this is completely exclusive proponent of the Madhyamaka Parsankhika schools. So here at this point, we were dealing with the Madhyamaka Svatantika schools. But the Svatantika schools, although they reject truly existence, they negate truly existence, but they do exist. They do accept inherent existence. They do accept intrinsic existence and so forth.
Have some more idea? Whatever come in your idea, you can share. It's okay. Yeah.
So... the middle way school says that the other three schools fall into the two extremes, right? Huh? Which it, the middle way school says that the other three schools fall into the two extremes.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which is eternalism and nihilism.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was saying the three schools fall under eternalism.
Yeah.
Right. Where does the nihilism part?
Yeah, nihilism. Also, they are like fall in nihilism because
oh, so it's both.
Yes, like if you say like according to the mind only school. Yeah, if they say they fall in extreme eternalism. Yeah, because they assert truly existence. then they fall in nihilism, because they said if there is not truly existence, then there is not conventional truth. Then they don't exist conventional phenomena, yeah?
If things does not exist truly, then it is non-existence. So therefore it falls into nihilism.
So that's the nihilism.
Yeah,
nihilism,
yes. Yeah.
So the middle way school says that there's an intrinsic
middle way school says like, okay, even there is not truly existence, but there is existent. What is it? There is exist. Even there is no truly existence, there is exist phenomena. Huh? Yeah, there is not existence. Yeah. Karsana, Omar Ranjiva, the Tenjava, the color, Damba Tuba, Meva Inaya, Chiotanji, Mego Mare, Chiotanji, Yore is Lorda.
So, according to the Madhyamaka schools, both Suttantika, Svatantika, and the Prasangika schools, if even though things does not exist, things actually lack true existence, that doesn't mean that things does not exist. Things do exist, although it does not exist truly. They do exist.
Yeah, there's a, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So you have question? Yeah, do you have more question? Yeah, it's good. If you have more question, they get more idea.
Okay, Rinpoche. In previous classes, you're saying that our mind is the our mind is like the continuum, right? From our mind is the continuum from previous lifetime. And today we found out that the mind only school doesn't help us to realize emptiness. It has to be the middle way school. So how do we apply that concept in our mind stream to realize emptiness? So basically like the sutra school.
Yeah, usually your question, because mind only school really help us to understand emptiness. If you think about it really carefully, because it's like when you get like Vaibhashika, then sutra, when you get stage of mind only school, they start to talking about emptiness. We say like they start to talking about emptiness. They start to talking about truly existent and existent by something, by own nature, talking about own nature, and then they're talking about really something is reputed by conventional conceptual mind. When they're talking about object of conceptual mind, it's really start to talking about real emptiness, because it's really talking about emptiness is ngatsuki tani the use lajora. Tani the you the me say the digala shoot chambu takana to big you kalaya to big you to big yas kalaya manje tony is the digalaya masukanda ransen chises and mamuji shi on the zambalaya tatuna to big yadan to big you chetan kalashi on this
so
ne abatambaina
so now we are part we are actually discussing on how things are labeled and imputed by our conceptions. The very existence of the things are actually labeled or imputed by our term and conceptions. So,
Takanda Tani Bishiba, Tani Bishibi, Yujeta, Dusukana Shi, Duzambala, Ransin, the Chisin, the Kanda, Ransin Chisin, the Manche, Tani, Dubi.
So then it is therefore we find this, generally characterized phenomena and particularly, self-characterized phenomena and so forth. So all of those different kind of phenomena establish on the basis of how our conceptions, the term, leveled upon those phenomena.
It's clear, yeah? If you're not clear, I'm going to give this medicine. After teaching, everybody come and eat a little bit of this. It's left over from the smoke puja. Then everybody eat this, then we will be... I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, I'm just joking. So, actually, really, if you really... Also, we think about like first Dhamma teaching, yeah? Buddha giving teaching three Dhamma will, yeah? Okay, now, what is subject, yeah? Subject, yeah? Subject or jujara?
No.
Jujara, subject, yeah?
Subject matter of the first
Dhamma will. Yeah, what is the subject matter of first Dhamma will? What is subject matter of second Dhamma will? What is subject matter of third Dhamma will? What is the disciple of first Dhamma will? Then you know their view. What is subject matter of first Dhamma will? Then? Only four noble truth? Actually, if you recite in sutra, they actually like Ndogi Nangulaya, Kho Karsan Namas, Ngasogi, Ngasu Changi Lishi Nibu Yora. Changi Lishi Nibu Tusu Nangulaya, Kholu Tangbu Nibu Sumba Sede, Chitangi Ngasogi Khoransu Jisha Tsuon Rokuti, Demba Jidang, Ani Da Meba, Da Yoba Shegiri De, Ndogi Nangulaya, My Kung Dang Udu Zambale, Ndogi Nangulaya, Zune Changshu Sodun Paji, Chitangi Rangi Tsini Tupas, Ndokorangi Nangulaya, Machon Du Kung Dang Shara. Kholu Tangbu Dilaya. Ta Kholu Nibu Dilaya, Zune Nangchengi Paji, Chitangi Ra. Zune Nangchengi Paji, Chitangi Rangi Tsini Matu Paji, Lodu Zambale, Dig Nangulaya, Jisha Dilaya, Ani Kokasa Tongba Nishin Udu Zambale, Kholaya, Ngasuyi, Tamadi, Dodi Jing Nalulan, Dodi Jing de Karsana, Sensambi Gitakanda, Sensambi Dusha Nalasumbara, Tinza, and it's Hinisum, Liban Nabashi, Chukos Lauda, Tinza Dusha Sensa. Digala Sondambaina, Koransugin Dodanji, Kod Dusha Dig, Dusha, Korans Lagone, Sanjay Kandiji Sumim, Sama Siwarda. That does the summer on the Choransugi Indo Jija, and it's Jembaji Kondo Divina. अने माँचे अंगासो हाँ नो दो सांचे के तंबुसुने एक चीड़ी कांले अंगासो तादा तंब दिदी तंबले तीज तने नो इमारे है दी
नसो सो हियर व्हेन वी स्पीक अबाउट द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ दोस चोनिंग ऑफ द विल ऑफ द धर्मा वी फाइंड What is the subject of the subject matter of the will of the turning of the will of the Dharma? In the first turning of the will of the Dharma, if you look at the treatise by Lama Tsongkhapa's treatise, differentiating interpretable and definite meanings, or it is also known as the essence of yellow coins by Lama Tsongkhapa, you will see that although the Four Noble Truth is one of Four Noble Truth. Is the or subject matter of the of the first turning of the world of the Dharma, but if you really look at and analyze or to read the sutra, then you will find not only the establishing the Four Noble Truths, but also you will find the detail, the statements of detailed establishment of, everything that exists, everything that has true existence, beginning from form to the enlightenment, all the way to enlightenment. And then this will be the entire subject matter of the first training of the Will of the Dharma. So when you speak about beginning from form to state of enlightenment, then it is a vast and extensive teachings that are all included within this. And similarly, when you go to the second training of the Will of the Dharma, then such second training of the Will of the Dharma, the subject matter of the second training of the Will of the Dharma, is lack of true existence are taught beginning from form all the way to the state of enlightenment or the state of omniscience. So then again here, we're just saying at the form to enlightenment, which actually includes entire teaching of the Buddha within this two term, the form to enlightenment, for beginning from the form to enlightenment. And then you will also find the third turning of the Will of the Dharma, Sutra Unraveling the Thought. That is the third turning of the Will of the Dharma by Buddha, which actually speaks about three characters. So we really need to, we should not ignore all of this subject matter. We should not focus on one that we know, but rather we should go through this, the sutras and what actually the entire subject matter of those turning of the Will of the Dharmas.
Yeah, it's general idea about middle way school. If you think like middle way school, source of middle way school is from second Dharma wheel, yeah? Actually, we say like middle way school, pioneer of middle way school, Nagarjuna. It doesn't mean like after Buddha passed away, yeah, like 400, Roshijara. After 400, passed away. After 400, then Nagarjuna reflourished, yeah? Middle way school teaching. Yeah, that is a pioneer. Then, yeah, after Buddha passed away. The first Buddha start to teach middle way school from second Dharma wheel. Yeah? Then second disciple of second Dharma wheel, student of second Dharma wheel is follower of middle way school. Like it include autonomy and passing consequence. Then first Dharma wheel teaching student include Abhidham Vaibhashika and Sutra. Yeah? Then third Dharma wheel student or disciple is who follow the mind only school. Yeah, they teach according to the mind only schools. So asserting, yeah. It's kind of now here we're talking about a general idea about the middle school, yeah? So, you have some idea about middle school? What do you think is a little bit confusing? Is it confusing or is it easy? It's like easy, yeah? It's not easy. Is it confusing?
Not really confusing.
Not really confusing.
I'm understanding a little bit more.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. So, no, I have any general idea middle way school. Now a little bit relaxed, maybe 5 minutes. Now I finish to talk. Just kidding.
Well, Rinpoche, I have a question. Yeah. you probably will go into more detail. You talk about Svatantrika. Okay, Svatantrika does not believe in truly existent, but it does believe in something exists, naturally
yes.
existent, or inherently
yes.
existent.
Yeah, this all we go like from slowly, okay? Middle way school, I really want to go a little bit slowly. I don't want to go fast, so... Also, now here first middle way school. Here that in according to the book, you see like 21 page 21. Okay, now we start from here. Okay, page 21. Then we read like the explanation of system of the proponent of non-nature has three outlines. Yeah? Now here, you see, like, think about that. System of the proponent of non-nature. What do you think? What does non-nature mean? Proponent of non-nature. It means assert the non-nature, yeah? Yeah? Non-nature. Now, what do you think? Non-nature. Here refers to non-nature. It doesn't mean like doesn't exist naturally. Non-nature is refers to the truly existent. Yeah? Non-truly existence. Like, if you say like non-truly existent. Yeah, because Middle Way School doesn't assert truly existence, but autonomy school, yeah, assert the natural existence, assert the rang tsini duba kan lor gen nimala
lor mche rang tsini duba self characterized wa lu chi
yeah self characteristic yeah existence of self characteristic ra yeah existence of self characteristic yeah as assert the natural existence but passing a consequence at the school doesn't assert natural existence and also self characteristic existence of self characteristic tinza tanan de truly dinalo le non natural lo de sambale ngo ni meba ma la de sambale demba meba ma wa demba ma tu ba ma wa demba meba ma wa la de lo gres
so non nature the proponent of non nature the term non nature here really refers to the lack of true existence who does not accept you know things doesn't exist truly. That is what is meant by non-nature.
Yeah, they assert lack of truly existence and lack of truly existence and lack of ultimate existence, same. But, don't confuse this, okay? Lack of ultimate existence and ultimate truth. Is different or not? Ultimate truth and ultimate existence. What different? I think that we are a little confused between there, yeah? Like we say like ultimate truth and ultimate existence, conventional truth and conventional existence. Yeah? But all tenets, yeah, assert conventional truth, but doesn't assert truly existence. But do you think all tenets assert ultimate truth, yeah? Who doesn't assert ultimate truth? Yeah, there's assert ultimate truth. Yeah, assert ultimate truth, okay? Now here's what is different ultimate truth and ultimate existence? Yeah, today we are doing good, yeah. Middle is good. Yeah. But actually, you know, ultimate existence and truly existence, same. Okay. Truly existence, okay? But ultimate truth means, according to the middle school, ultimate truth means emptiness. Emptiness is ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is emptiness. Okay? Ultimate truth is emptiness. Emptiness is ultimate truth. It's not enough we just say emptiness is ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is emptiness, yeah? Not enough. then you have to think, ultimate truth, ultimate truth. What does ultimate mean? Truth mean? Yeah, this is ultimate truth is giving. Term of ultimate truth is giving name by object. Like, not so, you like, you change me, Tabare, Lord.
You
like, you change me, Tabare.
And the temp, So, Dondam Denpa is a Dondam Denpa in the Tibetan term, which means the ultimate truth. So, ultimate truth is actually actually an object. It's not a subject. But it is the ultimate truth here is given a name of subject. Subjective name is given to the object. Subjective name is given to the objective.
Subject name giving object contentable slow to somebody. You chain la you. You chain don't balaya. And you don't bani you chain don't to the case.
Why it is what is meant by here the subjective given the name of subjective to the objective is because the object emptiness is perceived by the ultimate mind, which is the wisdom that understands emptiness.
So basically what I'm going to say, so for the middle way school, emptiness is ultimately true.
Yeah.
But it's not truly existent.
Yeah, not truly existence, yeah. Lack of truly existence. Yeah, because lack of truly existence. Because lack of truly existence. Tang also ki demba dhanan di na lo la ya non nature slo tu zamba la deba meba slo zo is non nature is refers to the lack of truly existence, yeah. Now, according to the middle way school, we have to think it doesn't only enough say lack of truly existence. Lack of truly existence means Carlos lo tu zamba la lo nu me la jaba wang maimba yirong tumo maimba dulung ne tu tuwa se de ngaso garsana ko demba miss laudo as
no
ah tabe na omar ranji begi demba miss laudo as ta jana demba miss le de demba mi le ba ina demba medan kar demba yo na kande yo gores laura
daso
oh demba jensu de demba yo na kande yo gores ngaso lo lo cha gura
so now here the minority school, the middle way school, the Mathematica Subhadantika school, it actually negates the true existence of phenomena. The truly existence is negate across the board, So therefore, so then one can ask the question. So, what is really meant by lack of true existence? If there is a true existence, how it should be? You know what? When speaking about lack of true existence, and what is being refuted over here? What is being refuted? In order to establish lack of true existence.
Lack of true existence, yeah? Yeah, if they assert lack of true existence, then they ask question this. If there is truly existence, how is the truly existence should be? Yeah?
No.
Yeah, then you, if there is truly existence, how truly existence should be? You have to find like kind of definition. Truly existence. Actually, lack of truly existence is emptiness, according to the middle way school. Lack of truly existence, yeah? Before you understand the lack of truly existence, you have to have idea about the, what does mean truly existence. Nimala?
Lauren.
Nimala, do you have your headset on?
Yeah, my headset is on. Yeah.
Is it headset on?
Yeah.
Dinza naranzo ki demba meba ha ko bala ya demba zensu da ha ko gures. To go ba the garis ladu sambala ya. Matsu ki chuyonju gu nalo la ya. Tabi ngo la mari ba ti ngo min zemba yis. Tabi ngo bu gaja chi lebal lo la macha ba ina demba meba de tu tu ho maris. Dinza demba tuze de ngazo ngo la lo la chaba ju gures. Oh, then but two and then two good was it?
So first, when you speak about the lack of true existence, in other words, the non-nature or the natureless existence, the things that it's natureless or the non-nature. So then we have to, in order to understand precisely about non-existence, lack of true existence, one should know. If there is a true existence, how it should be, in what manner it should be. So therefore, you should understand the object of negation of the lack of true existence. Object of the negation of the lack of true existence. When you speak about the lack of true existence, you are suddenly negating something. So then you should know, first you have to identify the object of negations before you establish the lack of true existence. So therefore, in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where the Shantideva has stated that you will not be able to find the ultimate establishment before you actually, identify the object of the negation of that ultimate, establishment.
It's clear? Clear, yeah? Tinza, ta, demba tuba ina, kande tukusula du zambale ya, lo numila na yung angi jaba mani ba, yurong tumu maybe dulungu ni tuba sula du zambale ya, ko karlo gure, according to the autonomy, desi lai.
Lo numi gong isha pa mani.
Lo numi sula du zambale ya, kanda tenda dodo jeba ina, tobe gi mata ba, yu korang ni tuba ji yo mares lor da kanda, pena ngasu du jeba ina, chu korang gi rangin di, chu gi rangin siwa, sa gi rangin sawa, yinba du ko tuwo res, chu gi rangin di, siwa dan sa gi rangin sawa yinba di, korang gi rangin gi tuba ina ya, chu dan sa siye di, tobe gi maja ba ina, ko chu dan sa siye juya yo mares. He's a Tobagi, oh, Tobagi Japa, the human to a Niga Gores, or Niso Res, Lord.
So now, here, what is meant by. So now it's a main point here is now, according to the mathematical Svatantrika schools, if there is such true existence, if you assert the true existence, truly existence of the phenomena, then you should accept why you are accepting the things that exist, exclusively by way of its own sight, without depending upon any other factors, any other, conceptions that is to be imputed upon the particular object. So here, let's make it, clear is now when you think about the lack of true existence of phenomena, according to the mathematical Svatantrika schools, if the things that exist are exclusively by way of its own sight, without any imputation of the thoughts, then that should be the true existence. So now here, this particular school, their assertion on the phenomena is things that exist by way of its own sight, yet at the same time, there is a thought that actually imputes that particular phenomena. So it is a both side, not only that things that exist exclusively by its independently by its own sight, without you know, depending upon any imputation of thoughts, nor they accept the things merely imputed by thoughts, but rather it accepts both. There is a way of, there is a certain, you know, certain way of existing by way of its own characteristic, but also at the same time there is a imputation, there is a thought that actually imputes upon that. So that needs to be two, that needs to be two actually work hand to hand.
Is the demba tuna tobe majaba you korong on the tuba you go to stinza kogi tobe majaba you on the tuba your maris and tak under the lower.
So now what this particular part school actually says is now if things that exist truly, then that should exist by way of its own characteristic, it's by way of its own side, without depending upon any imputation of the thoughts.
Yeah. But it's really difficult if you think like this, okay? Like tapena ngaras zon lo ji tamba ina chu zon lo ji kan zon tamba ina chu zu de pha shu kan da to bi gi ma ja ba chu zu khorang de khorang de tu 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 ba ngas zon lo ji tamba ina chu ras kan de lo ji khou zu zon lo.
So if I were to ask a question to if I ask a question to all of you, any one of you can answer this. Looking at the table, is the table really exist exclusively by its own side, without depending upon any imputations of thoughts? So what do you think about that?
You do meditate. You analyze, okay? Meditate on emptiness. Analyze. You look in the table. Analyze, okay? I'm sleeping here. So what do you think?
It doesn't have to have a name to exist. The name just gives it just title. It still exists without a name. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like according to mind only school, you see, like, yeah. Mind only school say, okay, something there is exists without name, giving name, yeah. But middle way school said, table doesn't exist without giving name by comes to your mind, yeah. But usually we bring like this. Because here I share like idea like little bit easier way, you know, just like kind of try to get idea. Because if definition really truly existence, this is merely. Ngasu tobe tatsa mahimbala dzambala ya tobe tatsam slay di tidla ya. Logi jatsa mahimbala dzambala. Logi jatsa mahimba tomo mahimbi durungunde tumarisla dzambala jatsam slay di demba tuba chigri islor takanda.
So the merely, you know, merely imputed by thoughts, that this term actually, here's a key point. It is a key to understand, you know, how things really exist, you know, like how things, you know, lacks the true existence. So not merely imputed by the thoughts, not merely imputed by the thoughts, and things exist by its own side. So you have to think about both. It is not merely imputed by the thoughts. It is imputed by the thought, yet at the same time, things that exist by way of its own side as well. This is how you think about, you know, what is meant by the lack of true existence in this particular school.
Yeah. Yeah, every day they say. Yeah, same, yeah. Yeah. Because now, because that the chidangi merely imputed thought, merely means negate something, you know. like mind-only school say merely imputed thought, yeah? Merely imputed is negate the imputed phenomena. Yeah, then sutra, they say like merely imputed means negate the kind of prominent or something. Then according to the Middle West school autonomy, merely imputed negate or negate the truly existence. Then when you get like passing a consequence, merely imputed thought negate the truly existence or nature inherent existence. And also characteristic existence. Yeah, negate. What is time now? 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes. Almost, we're almost done. So now you can some do discuss about truly existence here.
I have an idea for this
table.
The table.
You want
to go first? Oh, okay.
It's embarrassing.
It's okay. The table, right? The table is the table is a table.
Yeah.
We're saying it's a table. We can see a table.
Yeah, that's true.
We agree on a table. But if I set fire to this table, at what point does the table cease being a table? Right?
Yeah.
And the history of the table has been constructed. There's been various woods that have been used in the construction of this table, right? At what point has the table become a table in its construction, right? So the destruction and the construction of the table, there's no, you cannot say that the table is, or the table has an immortal existence, because we are in gradations of it's dependently originated, right? That's my answer.
Means ko dadan de chuzu de me chi chuzu de me ba cha ba ina chuzu de kande kande chuzu de lo ge re
ye re shalo
tin za dad nga so gi pe na son tam ba ina o ma tin ji gi ta wa na jin son tam ba ina ko tse na nye yo ma re shlo da ga da ra ko tse na gar zna ko chi ni nye yo ma re tin za nga so gi o ma tin ji gi lo ba na jin son tam ba ina da da cha wa da pena chozu de ba chi de che ba na chozu se de ko chozu gi kan ba chozu gi kan chozu res la yo ma res ko ba chi sna ko thoe mun do as che ne ye mun do as pa to sna pena nga ran su xin dan de wo jin ba na xin dan de wo jin na ko xin da gi pe yan la kan ga ba cha she so zu se ba ina ani ta xin da gi ba shu di cha she re ni xin da re sna ri ma ra
no
o tu na je gi Nisa ko tobe ki bata bacham res. Tobe ki bata bacham re ma do korangu ni tude bache yo ma res. Tuma tenji wale ho, tata cha go res.
So now, if you explain the table according to the Madhyamaka Sangika, so then here, the actual existence of the phenomena, or the ultimate existence of the phenomena, of ultimate existence of the table, cannot be found if you go through a critical scrutiny of the table, that you will not be able to find, or you will not be able to actually pinpoint at one particular spot as being this as a table. We cannot pinpoint it, because and then normally we set a metaphor of how things cannot be pinpointed as the chariot is set as a metaphor. So here, if you look at the chariot, if you take a part of the chariot, we cannot pinpoint the chariot. If you look at every part of the chariot, the wheel of the wheel, or the rim, or the spoke, and so on and so forth. If you really, search and analyze the entire part or each and every part of the chart, you will not be able to find a chart that can be pinpointed. So therefore, according to the Madhyamaka Prasangika, everything that exists will not be able to found after the finite analysis. So now if you look at the Madhyama Kalpa Suratantika, Suratantika would say that if there is a table exists, table must be exist by its own side as well as the imputed imputation, there's as well as the conception that imputes the table. So there needs to be a two. So if the table is, you know, burnt, if the table is completely burnt by the fire, but you, there's no table. There's no longer a table that exists. Table is actually, you know, ceased to exist. It is completely burnt. But you do have a but you still have conceptions or you still have the thoughts that perceived or do you still have the thought that actually perceived that particular at the table.
Yeah, actually, this is a really hard topic, and the most hard topic when you study in middle school, they always do debate like object of conceptual mind. It's really a lot of concept. Even you, when you study like interpreter, yeah, always they do debate or analyze object of conceptual mind. It's good. Yeah, good, yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, actually here is, I always mention that it's not enough to just like know name of the truly existence, lack of, but how truly existence, how lack of truly existence, we have to find answer ourselves. And so, even like me, it's very difficult for me. It's very difficult for me, and it's very difficult for me to give you explanation very clearly, because I'm not clear. That's a really, it's really hard for me to explain clearly. So, yeah, it's really hard. So, yeah, good, yeah. And that's when bring more caution, and then, yeah, you go back and then check like truly existence. How is this? And just like, yeah, you can find a kind of definition, define. Yeah, these all are kind of whether truly existence or whether lack of truly existence is talking about the method to understand emptiness, you know. So everybody want to understand emptiness, yeah? Yeah, once we don't understand emptiness, it's very difficult to come out from samsara. Because it's very difficult to come out from the root of samsara. What is root of samsara? Root of samsara is? Yeah, ignorance. Yeah, that's why we still stuck in samsara. Yeah, that's, yeah. So anyway, but, yeah, we stuck in samsara, you know, so that's why everybody think about this, okay? Truly is, sorry. So, I think so that's it, yeah? So,
it's because of the conditioning,
right? That we grow up with? Is that the reason why there's,
that it's ignorant?
Like,
because of what we learn only
were
as we grow up?
Actually, no, only don't say like, that's why we say like lots of people, it depends on our condition. It's like, it doesn't mean like past or. But lots of people, we believe karma, you know, they blame everything for the karma. It's something, okay, we have problem, everything. But even we have really kind of everything problem by karma, but we can do something, yeah, about it, you know, like, yeah, like, okay, if I have like attached or desire to something, then they say, oh, it's by karma, but if I really challenge and try to confess, then I can do it, you know, like this, yeah. But everything karma, but you can karma, you can confess. Yeah. Yeah, those, yeah. It's not kind of environment, but yeah, it's. Thank you. Ani nyamala tuji che nyamala.
Lasam shi lasam.
Ani nyamala tuji che. Ani dunta jimadla ani datani nima ngazu ki umar rangji bi tsini. Tsini da ani dusi nima pangri jina ani dusi dogi. Tinsa ani ani dunta jimadji yu nyamala.
Lasam shi lasam.
Ani tuji che nyamala.
Lasam
shi lasam. Lasam tuji ha. Okay, we do dedication.
Oh,